To Michigan now, a state that's betting big on self-driving cars. Michigan has offered an $8 million grant to the self-driving car company Waymo to set up shop in Detroit. Waymo is run by the same parent company as Google and says that it plans to hire hundreds of people for a new factory, but most of the jobs won't be on the assembly line. Ian Thibodeau joins us to talk through this, and he covers the auto industry for the Detroit News. Ian, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So in our American mythology, we know Detroit as the Motor City. Is this a real game changer for them?
I'd say it's a continuation of changes that have been going on for a couple of years now. To peg the game change on this move by Waymo, I think would be a little bit behind saying that. There have been companies bringing autonomous driving efforts, teams, investment from the Detroit 3, Fiat Chrysler, Ford Motor Company, General Motors, technology companies, they've all been doing this sort of thing for a little bit now.
One of the parts of that story that's been going on for a while, for a couple of years now, is how these jobs themselves are changing. When we think about jobs on the factory floor, if you will, I think, again, we have these images of people, you know, physically putting together the cars. These jobs are changing. These jobs in particular are higher skilled. Is that right? Or are we not going to see those similar images of people actually putting together cars? Are these higher skilled jobs? Are they engineering jobs? What type of jobs are these?
They're high skilled jobs. They are engineering jobs. And yes, you know, the images of the greasy factory floor, that's going to change. What Waymo wants to open is a place where they can take already built vehicles, Pacifica hybrid minivans from Fiat Chrysler, and possibly some cars from Jaguar, and they're going to put self-driving hardware and software onto those vehicles. So yes, there's not going to be vehicle chassis rolling down the line, and they're not affixing engines to those. But these are still engineering jobs. They are still line jobs that I don't think you're going to need to be a engineer to do these things. These are things that people can learn to do. Michigan has a few private entities that are training people in this sort of technology and this sort of new autonomy, you know, geared toward automated vehicles, so that there is a workforce here that's able to do this stuff.
In terms of the benefit to this to the broader community, is Google, or should I say Alphabet, promising anything, or Waymo promising anything to benefit the community? And I say that because often when we see corporations come into communities, they promise that they'll have jobs, but I wonder if there are other incentives for bringing them to Detroit.
The company got an $8 million grant from the state of Michigan to build this factory. It's going to be, they're basically looking for a pre-built space. In return, they need assurances that by 2024, the plant will have around 400 people working in it. It's supposed to be up and running by 2021, and they'll scale to a certain number.
Do you see this as a one-off, you know, for every plant that opens, there's one that closes? Like, does the auto industry still have a future in Detroit, despite this one example that we're talking about with Waymo? Like, is it for every Waymo, there's a GM that closes?
No, I wouldn't say so. We tend to compare these companies to one another very closely, and you've got to remember they're very different. They've got very different histories, and the American auto industry, the way that people are buying cars, the rate at which they're buying cars is changing. So for some companies, it's easier to adjust than others, and that means for GM, possibly closing plans.
Ian Thibodeau is a reporter for the Detroit News. Thanks, Ian.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.